Hi there, welcome back to lesson two for Basic Witch level five. Okay, well, let's just get right into it today. We're going to be talking about taking your spells and manifestations to the next level. I want to teach you how to ramp up your spell and your rituals so you're going to achieve real results with the magic every single time. When I started doing these things, I was like mind blown. And now my husband calls me a magic manifestor. He says, I don't know how you do the things you do, but it's pretty incredible. So, not to toot my own horn, but I definitely wanted to make sure that by the time you got to level five, you really knew that you could be taking your magic, your manifestations, your rituals, and your spells to a very serious next level. Listen, when we first start off and we're finding ourselves as witches and healers and shamans and sages, all of the above, because I want you to remember that it all applies, we feel almost like we're, I don't know, playing a game or like making a mud pie, doing something that feels almost unnatural to us or like a little bit Halloweeny maybe. But as you get going and as you begin to unfold into this earthy, witchy mama that you are, then suddenly it just feels normal. It just feels natural. It's just like, oh yeah, this is what I'm always doing. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. This is what I should have been doing all the way along. So let's say that you've set a spell. Now, whether you've decided to make a spell bottle, whether you've decided to set up an altar board or a spell board, whether you've decided to write in your journal and sort of manifest a spell that way, let's say ritual, whatever it is, you've got your intention in your mind. And let's just say that your ritual or your spell is about finding a new job. That's what it is. And you don't necessarily know what you want that job to be, but I think with any spell, as we know by now, you have to be as specific as possible. So let's just say you want a new job and you know that you want that career to be in design. So I want a new career, I want a new job in design. So you put the basic framework of your spell together. So let's say you're making a spell bottle. So you take out all the herbs, you do all the research on the herbs that you know are going to draw new jobs and prosperity and career changes, and you put that into your spell bottle and you place that in there and you smudge yourself and you call on all the energies and spirits on the other side to help you. You put in all your herbs and everything. You've smudged, you've cleansed, you've decided what new moon or full moon you're going to use, or maybe you're not going to use a moon at all, but you're going for it with your magic. How are you going to take it to the next level? Well, the first thing is you're going to vision board frame. You're going to put a vision frame near your spell. So let's say again, we're going back to our example. You want a career in design. So you're going to find a picture, whether that be online, whether that be in a magazine. Maybe it's a picture of your uncle who was a great designer. And you're going to put it in a small frame and you're going to place that near your spell. So anytime that you happen to look over, you see that picture right there. You're also going to make sure that you keep the spell in a spot that you're going to see it, and that anytime you look at it, you're going to think about what you're manifesting, what you're working towards, what you're healing, what your focus is. So you're going to put a vision frame near your spell that's going to amp up the energy, and it's going to be very specific to what it is that you're creating, whether that's love, whether that's a thing, whether that's a person, whatever it is, that's the vision frame. The next thing you're going to do is from the moment your spell starts, so from that day, you're going to journal from the start of your spell until it's over. So you're going to write down all of the herbs you used in your spell. You're going to write down what type of oil you used, or you're going to write down, let's say that your spell was making a satchel, and you put in a little medicine bag all your medicine. You're going to write down everything. And then every single day, you're going to journal all the good things about your spell, what's happening. I know that I'm drawing this design job to me. It's coming closer. And then in that journal, you're also going to write gratitude affirmations like it's already happened. I love my new design job. All of the people there are amazing. They're so good to me. I have the perfect view from my office and I'm so grateful. Next day, I'm so grateful for my design job and all the amazing clothing and outfits that I was able to purchase to be able to start my new career. So it's just like this gratitude every single day that you're putting out there. The next thing you're going to do is you're going to leave what you don't want behind. And so what I mean by that is you're not going to be focusing during the working of the spell on, ugh, I so need this job because I hate my other job. Oh, that guy at work, he's such a pain in my ass. We're not going to do that. We're going to leave what you don't want behind and we're not going to think about it or manifest it. And we're not going to really focus on it because that's just pulling that negative into the new and we don't want to do that. Then we're going to connect to the emotions as we're writing and when we look at our frame and when we look at our spell. Every single day, we're going to connect to the emotions that we will feel when this happens. So we're going to hear the click of our heels as we're walking down the, you know, so amazing business meetings and being in the design offices with the people and just everything. We're going to smell it. We're going to feel it. We're going to really connect with those emotions. Then every night before we go to bed, we're going to visualize what life is like that we're living as if the spell has already taken place. So as we're laying in bed, we're not watching TV, we're not reading a book, we're visualizing the colors of the office wall, we're visualizing the type of clients that we have, we're visualizing how much money goes into our bank account and we get paid. We're really spending that time doing visualization. Then the next thing is I want you to think of unique and creative ways that you can continue to make this happen for yourself. Because a lot of witches I hear, they're like, yeah, I set the spell. It didn't work. What did you do to work the spell? That's exactly what this lesson is about. Working a spell. Ensuring that you're staying with it, that you're connecting to the energy, and that you're absolutely seeing it through. So think of unique things to do. Maybe I could go buy some design books. Maybe I could take an online design course. Maybe I could meet some people in a Facebook design group. So you have to be creative about how you're going to continue to pull that to you. Listen, if your spell is about wanting to buy a horse and you just set it and forget it, it ain't happening. You have to work your spell. Then you're going to surround yourself with only positive people, and you're definitely not telling anyone who's skeptical or negative about a spell that they can put any kind of a curse on. And a curse can be someone just going, oh my God, good luck with that. No, you don't need any of that mojo around your spell or around any of that. So nothing negative ever. Okay, here's my last tip. This is the ultimate. You're going to practice the 369 spell method. This is a numerology spell booster, and it's super easy, but pay attention because if you want to boost a spell quickly, this will work as fast as cayenne pepper. You're going to write down what your spell is that you want to happen 3 times in the morning, 6 times throughout the day, and 9 times in the evening. So this is totally using numerology. These numbers are divine and they can unlock some universal secrets. So the 369 is a reminder to touch base with your intentions and purpose throughout the day and consistently writing what matters to help solidify your sense of purpose and your direction with your magic. 3 times in the morning, 6 times throughout the day, 9 times in the evening. You got this. That's exactly everything I do is I work my spells. I'm not a set it and forget it kind of girl. I ramp them up also with things. Think about things that like when you taste cayenne pepper, it's quick. It's like, boom, there's the heat. So I put cayenne pepper oftentimes in my spells. I put peppercorns in my spells. I put things that will work fast and easily, things that are affordable, but things that mean quick to me, things that mean, okay, I can do this. Do you know that one time I did a spell and we had gone like, I don't know, months before to the racetrack, where like the horse racetrack. And the kids were all throwing away their programs, and I was like, no, keep the program. And I used the program. I cut out all of the horses' names and of the each winning horse of the race, and I put that onto my board, onto my spell board, and I used the speed of all of those horses to make that spell come home to the finish line, which is exactly where I wanted it to be. You know how long it took for that spell? It took 7 days. You know why? There was seven horses. You see, I get creative with speed and fast and doing things and how I want them done and where I want them done. Don't be afraid to think outside the box. You have to work magic. Magic was never about setting it and forgetting it. It was always about what felt right, what drew you to it, and connecting with the divine and the energy of the universe. Have an amazing week. I look forward to connecting with you soon.